Day 25, December 24th, Christmas Eve. Today's reflection is based on Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25, and was written by the Reverend Dr. Ebony Grissom, class of 2025. Silent Night has been playing in my ear for months, even as my liturgically inclined self protests, "The baby isn't born yet." Hence, I was relieved to learn that Silent Night was originally a poem set to music and first performed before a Christmas Eve Mass in 1818. What began as a modest guitar and choral arrangement yielded complex versions that have been translated into over 300 languages. Silent Night captures the holy serenity surrounding Jesus' birth. I wonder if the same sense surrounded Joseph when the angel appeared in a dream. Matthew records Joseph's decision to divorce Mary, his betrothed but not yet known, after learning that she was pregnant. A righteous man, Joseph planned to do so quietly to protect her from scandal. Divorcing Mary was permitted under the perceived circumstances, but what should one do when permission contradicts prophecy? Righteousness extends beyond rules to consider relationship with oneself, community, and God. Righteousness invites us to pivot, leaving us open to follow a future that we could not have imagined. Initially unaware of God's purposes, Joseph yields to God's plan. The angel tells him, "Do not be afraid." It reveals the human tendency to yield to fear and God's encouragement to proceed because God is with us. The angel's assignment is a success. Joseph awakens, marries Mary, and names their baby Jesus. Matthew doesn't record Joseph speaking. He merely awakens and acts. In a world that tempts us to announce every move, Joseph's silence speaks volumes. As they say, don't talk about it, be about it. Joseph fades into the biblical narrative, but his character lives in Jesus. The carpenter's son becomes our exemplar of a righteous man who seeks mercy, enacts justice, and covers his family with love. Like father, like son. On Advent's last day, we give thanks for the Son of God, love's pure light, and for Joseph, who helped to illumine his way. When this day turns to night, may angels attend to you as you sleep, transforming your fear into the joy that comes in the morning. Sleep in heavenly peace. Today's prayer. God, thank you for the gift of Advent. As our preparation to receive your Son comes to an end, may our hearts be transformed and be made ready for his presence. May we receive him anew with gratitude, the desire to share his love, and the will to work for peace on earth. Amen.